The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, a pleasant good morning to you. Born to run, Eric Dickerson certainly was. Saquon Barkley certainly is. And we look forward to connecting with the great Eric Dickerson coming up in a matter of minutes. While we await him, let me get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Because it is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question, John. The question about better team this year or 2022. How do you think people voted this year or 2022? First off, let's get everyone on the record. Ben, what would be your answer? 2022, 2024, you got to make a call. You go with which?
I'm going to say 2024 because it's more relevant, obviously. I'm going to say 62%.
Okay. And Rhea, what's your answer, personal answer?
I am going with 2024. I think the coaching, especially on the defensive side, is better. And the coach isn't looking for another head coaching job while he's supposed to be playing.
That was a fiasco at the end. Seltzer?
2024. I think I just trust the defense more.
Okay. I'm 2022, but it's getting really close. But I'm 2022. Hurts was better. D-line was better. But it's unbelievably close. And Saquon's a huge difference maker. John, which would you pick?
I feel like, well, I picked 2024, the defense, yeah, and Saquon just make the difference for me. But, man, it feels like it's like three out of four are going to say, with recency bias and everything else, it feels like people are going to vote this year more often than not. Like, it feels like close to 80%.
It is. It's 77%. That's really well done by you, say this year. I think that's wrong, but, you know, I mean, it's close. So, you know. Let's hope they go further.
It feels good.
Let's hope they go that good, Joe. Yeah, let's hope they at least they go as far, because that team went really far. That team got to the second half of the Super Bowl with the inside track to win the Super Bowl, and then fell apart in the final 30 minutes. But they were damn close. All right, second poll question, John. How do you think people voted on this one? Do you think Saquon's going to break Dickerson's single season rushing record? Yes or no?
I'm going to say this is very optimistic as well, but slightly less overwhelming than the 77. I'm going to say this is like a 73 banger.
So this is what we get about five times a year. 50-50.
Wow.
We got a 50-50 poll on whether Saquon will break the record. All right, so Dickerson, Shirley, let's go to the phones right now. Mike is calling from Brewery Town. Mike, good morning, buddy.
Morning, everybody. How are we?
Doing great, Mike.
Good. Hey, just wanted to get a little talk in before Eric comes on, just about the record. So I'm one of those people that it's not on the top of my priority list. I know it's not about me, but I just, you know, when we played that last Super Bowl and lost, like during that game, I had this like gut feeling that if we didn't win that game, I just think it was going to be a while till we had another opportunity to get there. And now we're having an opportunity to get there. And I truly believe that even if it's 50 yards, he needs to do what's best for the team and not for himself. Like, we need this Super
Man,
Bowl.
50 yards, I think I'm playing him. 150, I might not. I mean, Mike, let me
the
just
tell you. The thing is, playing him means playing every guy on that O-line.
Yeah.
And that does, and it maybe not the quarterback. Maybe it doesn't mean playing the quarterback, but I'm positive that Jalen, based on the way that these guys really do depend upon one another and the way that they seem to be close, I would think Jalen would want to be out there with him for this whole journey and being a part of it.
So, Mike, let me give you a flip side argument. And I mean, I hear you. Like, how do you compete against, let's prioritize winning the championship? But I will say this. Off the top of my head, I was just trying to figure it out, and I have no idea the answer. What is the best record anyone in Philadelphia sports holds? I don't know any. I mean, I guess Wilt Chamberlain and the 100 points. That would probably be number one. Okay, obviously. That's a biggie. Okay, Wilt, 100-point game, that for sure.
35-game unbeaten streak. That's pretty good.
Flyers, 35-game unbeaten streak in the NHL. Reggie Leach had the most goals ever in a postseason. He had 19 goals in 16 games.
Schmidt, 548 homers.
Nope.
No?
You got Barry Bonds.
I thought you said
might
in Philadelphia.
Be the only.
No. I mean that has it national. Across the nation.
Yeah, I think he's the most with one team, for what it's worth, isn't he?
Or no? I mean, that's a phony. I mean, I don't care that much about that. He might be. Well, Willie Mays. No, he played for the Mets. Anyway, my point is, Mike. I mean, if you go through it, like, I don't know an Eagle that holds a record. I don't know. I'm just saying, we don't have much of that. So what if a
Bo Jackson happens, you know?
I understand. It's a great look. It's a hell of a conundrum for around Christmas and New Year's if they're in this spot. Look, there's a good chance we're going to be talking about it. What do you do, Mike? Give me a terrific answer here for someone that is identified with something like Dickerson in the goggles.
Yeah, I don't know if this counts, but I'll just shoot my shot. Dads and her corny jokes.
That's pretty good.
It's okay. It's all right. There's also Ben Davis.
Ben knows a thing or two about that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where did that part of your personality come from, Ben? Because you're
you eat it up, by the way.
No,
eat it up.
I laugh just to make him feel.
Oh, come on.
I try to give him some self-esteem.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Ben's hurting for self-esteem.
He's hurting. Yeah.
Are you happy about my new job, Joe?
Oh, boy. What is it?
I got a new job hanging mirrors. It's something I could really see myself doing.
See, Ben, you are the master. You are the master. On demand.
I don't know how you remember them, man.
On demand.
So mundane.
I do remember them, but I don't remember my own kids' names, but I remember jokes.
I like it. All right.
You got pranked, Joe. I really don't think you can make fun of somebody who's got dad
I got
jokes.
Pranked bad.
I can't remember.
That was bad, Rhea.
It was very
I got
bad.
I got taken really hard.
I thought it was, I have to say, I had questions.
So you could have voiced them. You didn't.
No, I didn't. I just went, well, that's kind of like, that was like how many years ago? 20 something?
It was 98.
I just thought it was odd.
So when I went back and looked at it yesterday after he told me that it was a joke, I noticed it was in a different color pen than the other the other things on that day's ledger. So I not only
See,
got
Al
a hat.
See, Al was a legendary prankster. Yeah. So I'm always... question stuff like that.
I mean, I got taken bad. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so Eric Dickerson expected to join us this segment. Seltzer, am I supposed to get nervous here if he's
Yeah, I'm getting nervous. I don't have his number. He said, I'll call you.
Where
I gave him the number. He's in Texas right now. He lives in California, but he's in Texas.
2 hours behind?
No, so he knew the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, the guy, Richie's buddy I'm texting with, he texted Dickerson. Dickerson gave him the thumbs up on the time.
Recently or yesterday? The thumbs up, was that in the last couple minutes? I mean, I got our program also ends soon.
You know, I can't tell when the thumbs up was.
Okay.
It's just a screenshot.
Well, we're awaiting the great Eric Dickerson. And,
I had one of those one time, James. I booked somebody from California and repeatedly told them about the time change.
Yeah.
They didn't call. Around 12:30, I get a call from the midday show going, did you book a guest for 9:30?
Sure.
I go, yeah, 9:30 our time.
That's right. A.M. EST, Eastern. I know a buddy who booked Mike Williams one time after a big NFL game. Roy Williams. Roy Williams.
Okay.
And he got the wrong Roy Williams on.
Ooh.
No.
Because you had the safety from the Cowboys. I forget, but you had the safety of the Cowboys, you had the wide receiver of the Lions. They were both great.
Yeah, they were.
And the talk show host like, all right, let's just make it up. All right, he had a big day today for the Detroit Lions. 3 touchdowns. Let's hear from Roy Williams. And it's the Cowboys' Roy Williams that pops on.
Oh, my God.
He booked the wrong one.
Did it go well?
Well, I think they made a joke of it, so it worked out. But it's one of those moments you're embarrassed by if you're a producer. All right, and not that this is Seltzer's fault at all. Guys, we really are hoping that Dickerson calls us. He was very clear. He wanted to keep his number to himself.
Yeah, he said, I don't give out my phone number. He said, I will call at 9:28 tomorrow. I will be there. He took down the number. I triple-checked it. I was like, wait, you got the right number? Yep. All right, let's check it again.
And you triple-checked Eastern time?
Yes, Eastern. And again, this text message his buddy sent him, EST, is highlighted.
Well, let me say this. There's a good chance at this point we're not going to have Times Yours today. Because, of course, if he calls soon, we won't do Times Yours. So let me tell you right now, Times Yours, when we do it, is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's also try to get some calls in as we have some opportunity right now as well. Talk to Bobby. Bobby, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hi, Bobby.
Let me go ahead. I know you got Eric possibly coming, so let me hit my points quick. But give me this little bit of time, y'all, because you're going to be able to follow. All right, I'm down here in Atlanta. I've been here 25 years now. I mean, I grew up with Franco Harris's brothers, Urban Fryer, and my brother played ball. You know, I'm from the Delaware Valley. Huh. But this is what I want to tell you. John and Joe, y'all used to hurt me, man, when y'all used to talk over the last couple of years about these Georgia cats. And I'm telling you, even though I'm from the Philadelphia area, you know football up there ain't the same like it is down here in the South.
You watch your tongue there, Bobby.
Okay, hold on now.
I mean, we're the home of Unitas, Marino, Montana, Namath, and Richie.
No doubt, Richie. But real quick. Okay, the SEC is pretty much semi-pro ball. We know that to a certain extent.
Yep.
Okay, I've watched N'Kobe Dean play serious football all the years he was here. He was said to be the next Roquan Smith. We can agree Roquan has done pretty good so far.
Yeah.
Jordan Davis, all of them, Carter. But let me tell you the thing here. These guys are used to be coached hard, okay? And that first year or so, they was not getting taught anything. There was no good tackling. I just read a article in Bleeding Green where Vic Fangio went to Nick and told him, look, man, I can't teach these guys my system or get them to go ahead and have the timing and everything if you put me through walkthroughs all the time, especially on Wednesdays. Vic Fangio told Nick that I have to go ahead, man, and be able to have these guys in pads on Wednesdays so they can really go ahead and tackle correctly to my system, so forth and so on. Now, Kirby Smart had them boys hitting all the time. Another thing I want y'all to notice, the gang tackling. Them Georgia boys now know they got somebody that knows what they're doing because Kirby had, if you watch Georgia, they gang tackle their butt off. Right now I'm watching the Eagles. One man gets there, next thing you know, three or four of them are there.
Right.
So I'm saying all this to say, okay, and again, we know how Saban was as a coach, okay, that with the SEC competition, all you got to do is give these boys a couple more years. We know Davis might not end up being the pass rusher we hoped for, but I remember when Javon Hargraves at Pittsburgh, and before that, wasn't an elite pass rusher in the middle.
Listen, Bobby, you make excellent points, man. First off, you got to call our show more often. You're a machine of information, so please call again. Excellent points. I will say, here's the one sort of counter I'll give you to the perception a year or two ago when a lot of us were down. As much as you're right, the guys were amazing at Georgia. We have seen from college football and college basketball through the years hundreds of spectacular college players that did next to nothing in the pros.
Absolutely.
And that's why my antenna was like, well, looks like a group like that. You know, I mean, how many Stacey Augmon. He was a monster in college basketball. Did nothing. I mean, he played for 10 years. He wasn't any good.
Absolutely. But let me just get this in real quick again. But I was trying to talk to Hugh about this last week, okay, because he was down here, okay? The SEC is a gauntlet. Them guys, not everybody's going to make it. You're right. Some people are going to turn out the bus. But when Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith and Carter are going against Landon Dickerson in college, when they're going against Ole Miss 1 week, Florida in the next week, Tennessee the next week, I can go on and on because y'all know football.
Yep.
You know how the SEC competition is. They draft more people in the NFL in the first round or through the rounds almost every year. What I'm saying is with real coaching, which they finally got on defense, these guys are going to get better.
I like it. All right, Bobby, give me an answer here. Someone's known for something. What is it?
Michael Jordan and his glove.
His Michael Jackson. That's already been said. Give me a different answer.
Okay. Shaft and his long coats.
That's a fiction.
Yeah, we're
character.
Going real life. You get one more shot. Real life.
Man, I can't think right now.
All right,
man.
Buddy. Hey, Bobby, great call. Please call again. Guys, what player from college sports, basketball or football, most shocked you they weren't better?
Leitner.
Glenn Robinson. I thought Glenn Robinson
big
was
dog.
Maybe
big,
big dog.
Ron Dane.
I thought he, who, John?
Ron Dane.
Ron Dane from Jersey.
He was an accumulator.
What about Odom from Ohio State?
He looked like he was 100 when he graduated.
But he did, and his knees were not good.
They were never very good out there.
But he was a monster.
He was.
He was. It was only 1 year. They got to the championship game. Football, James, who would you say in football you were shocked they weren't better?
I mean, I thought Ryan Leaf was going to be good. I was just wrong. But I did think Ryan Leaf was going to be great.
That was my draft
Well,
class.
It was in there. It was
I
just the
played
person.
Against Ryan Leaf in college. He was at Wazoo, Washington State.
Yeah,
he was at Stanford.
Yeah.
I was positive he was better than Peyton Manning. I was positive he should be the first pick. And then I was so wrong.
Yeah.
Clearly.
You know, in his last game, or maybe his last game started, he had one completion in a game.
I believe. Wow.
One completion.
I don't believe that.
Do.
That is.
I think it was his last.
That is hard to do.
Might have been his last start with the Chargers, something like that. It was like then things completely fell apart.
Sure, anyway. he was a mess in the league, but he was so overly talented. He got away with it for so long. He just never learned how to work properly.
Well, and he had substance issues, obviously. Yes. So you know, all right, 215-592-9494. We are still awaiting Eric Dickerson. Hope he joins us today. If he does not, then perhaps we can get him on the program tomorrow. We're sorry when these moments happen, because obviously we like to deliver for you when we say certain guests at a certain time, and we really are fascinated to talk to them. But to this point, obviously not able. We hope to either really soon today or tomorrow. Let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, John. I was just really thinking about how I wanted the Eagles to approach this record situation with Saquon, and as it stands now, he's averaged about 124 and change rushing yards per game. Eric Dickerson's pace was about 131. I would certainly like him to kind of pick that up, because I would like him to get the record in 16 games to kind of improve the legitimacy of it.
I like that too.
And then
I think it's possible.
Well, it is good.
And we're that good.
But James figured out yesterday, Ed, James said it's 155 yards a game.
151 and a half. It was 151.5 was what he had to
hit. In the next four. Like, that is hard, Ed.
Yeah, that's to get it in 16.
That's 600 yards in four games. That's hard.
Yeah. I just think the level of risk as you enter games 16 and 17 with our hopeful, like, playoff position coming into frame, that you're incurring too many unnecessary risks by going for. I mean, you know, you talked about him playing behind anybody other than our starting offensive line.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Would be irresponsible. But then
let's just front load this.
Lineman at risk.
Let's just get this out of the way now. Let's run the heck out of the football now in this next four games, it tidies everything up. We can serve all of these goals.
Let me ask a question, Ed. Give me a gut feeling, yes or no.
Yeah.
Did Bill Belichick playing his players week 17 of 2007 against the Giants cost the Patriots a Super Bowl? Because, and no one knew the Giants were going to face him a month later, but it was the Giants, and they had seen him. And do you think that cost him a Super Bowl?
I don't think so. I think
it might have, though. Might have. I mean, there's no way to prove. Here's the thing. I asked that question knowing there's no way to know the answer. There's no known answer. But, you know, it was an amazing night. The Patriots won that game. Brady and Moss set the record they set on the same pass. I think on the same play. I think Brady set the TD record, and I think Moss set the receiving record on the same play in the fourth quarter when they – and then after that, Manning broke it in 2013 with 55. But that was the 50th touchdown. It was like a 50 or 60 yard bomb.
I think I do remember the play, the touchdown, the same way.
Because they were struggling in that game. Double doozy record, and they get to 16-0.
And it was just up and catching that thing like there was no one else on the field.
Right,
no one else even mattered.
But you know what I'm getting at? A month later, they lost the Super Bowl. Now, does it tie in? I don't know.
No.
It was bad. I'll say this. It was bad luck, though, that they happened to face the same team.
Well, and I think it's also that's a D-line that got
well, that was the key to the game.
That got him panicked with four.
Well, that's why Eli Manning being the MVP of the Super Bowl was bogus. It was total nonsense. Not that he was bad, but come on. Ed, give me an answer. Who's known for a certain thing?
How about Steve Urkel's glasses?
Well, we're going real life. You got to give me not from TV and movies. Real life something.
Oh, I got nothing. I'm
all
blanking.
Right, buddy. You got it, man. Well, look, I don't know. I mean, that game is going to come back into focus if the Eagles are in that spot, because that's another one of those things. Plus, we're also going to be talking about things like the 2023 Phillies, you know, how you finish a season, the 2011 Phillies, how you finish a season. Ben, do you have a gut feeling on, I mean, there's also this reality. If they have the one seed clinched, if they get the bye, if they don't play week 18, none of the starters play for 21 games. So then there's the argument, play them so you avoid rust because you don't want to have 21 days off.
I don't think Nick is going to be concerned with that.
He might be, though.
Well,
you know what? Bill Belichick used to play his players. Bill Belichick had a lot of one seeds locked up.
This is a group of players who are rallying to practice with pads on Wednesdays. Think about that. This is a group of guys who say they cheered when Nick Sirianni said, no day off tomorrow. You know, they let's go to work Monday. And everyone's, yeah. They want to hit because they know it makes them a tougher and better team in the long run. This is a mindset that it's every coach's dream. And this is part of what makes us so good.
Yes, but going into the playoffs, is the risk worth the reward?
It is.
I'm not sure. I don't know my answer yet.
I believe that it is. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. And I think that the Lions, it's catching up to them. You can see their linebacking core is decimated. You can see that the injuries have put them in a position where they are nowhere close to the same team as when the season started.
Well, AJ last year.
But they're still tough-minded, and they will continue to be tough-minded and attract that type of player and maintain this toughness.
But there are certain pieces there's many pieces on this team that are irreplaceable. They're irreplaceable.
I agree.
And A.J. Brown's one of them. At their worst this year when he was out.
Correct.
That's when they were losing
Jalen
games.
Carter. That's why I would err on the side of caution.
And Ben, you remember, A.J. got hurt last year in the final game.
Correct.
Guys get hurt, and they will get hurt. And they'll try to keep playing.
But they won't get hurt.
They don't have
but, John, not if they don't play.
And say, look,
John, they're not going to get
guys,
hurt.
Enough guys might get hurt that it might be a problem.
Look,
but let's hope that's not the case.
There's an argument
trying to bubble wrap everybody because they need to continue to play football.
Well,
and they like getting better by playing football. They like hitting on Wednesdays. This is a team that feels like it's worth the risk.
That's right. It's against the Giants.
Okay, and the Giants are out of it.
Correct.
Do I want to give the Giants any chance to knock out an Eagles player?
Yeah.
Plus,
Jason was with us earlier, he said he doesn't think they would play Saquon and shit in that moment.
No.
Now, it's, you know, and then I said, well, what if it's 50 yards instead of 150? He's like, well, now I got to think about that.
I think we have five games before that game, right? I mean, we have four games
and then that.
The fifth game.
Yes.
A lot's going to change. Who knows? If the Lions lose two games.
I know.
We are going to...
Minnesota's still right there, guys. We never talk about them.
And
they have more of an inside track than the Eagles do.
They are so well
coached.
That's
fact. If the Lions don't get the one seed, the Vikings have a better... Let me put it this way. They have a harder schedule, but they control their destiny more than the Eagles.
Yeah, this idea of, hey, we're going to be cruising and sitting pretty when it's all said and done. There's other teams who are working at this thing, too.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. This was in honor of Eric Dickerson, who unfortunately we're just not connecting with here. And I really do apologize because, you know, we like to deliver when we tell you a guest at a certain time. Hopefully he can join our program tomorrow. I don't know if he'll call in a couple hours from now to the midday show thinking it was the designated time for today. If he does, perhaps those guys have him on. I don't know. But here's the deal. In honor of Dickerson, we were looking for someone known for something like him and his goggles. So we had me in the bathtub. That's not going to win. We had Michael Jackson and his glove. That could win. We have Flavor Flav and his clock.
Would have been better if it was Michael Jackson and the moonwalk.
Moonwalk.
Yeah, I agree with that. Glove's pretty big, though, too.
It is. It's a good one.
We got Snoop and Weed. We've got Nick Foles and, boy, I was going to use a different word that is also four letters, but I won't. Okay. And it doesn't, begin with a D.
Oh.
But anyway.
Is it a C?
No. It's a W. Well, I just went from Weed to, you got me?
Yeah.
I got you.
We got
change a couple letters in there.
We got Mr. T in the gold. I'm sorry. Mr. T in the gold chain. What are we going with? Allen Iverson in the sleeves.
I like Flavor Flav.
Mr. T in the gold chain's really good too, though.
I like Flavor Flav. Ben?
Yeah, we'll go Flavor Flav.
Ready
there you
go.
Flavor Flav is fine.
All right. Congratulations to Derek with the Flavor Flav answers are going. All right, guys, we hope to have, you know, Dickerson on tomorrow's show. We'll see how it goes. We know Vermeil will be on. We know Elliot Sherparks will be on. We'll talk to you tomorrow.